We have three due process consideration. First one is re-exposure, and we don't think it is necessary. And effective date, I think I recommend setting the effective date at January 1st, 2014 to give them relief as early as possible. And third one is the balloting. I recommend that the ISP begins balloting process following this meeting. So does the ISP agree with due process consideration?
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, one here. You have one more paper.
Yes.
Paper 17 on disclosure of information elsewhere in the interim financial report.
This is agenda paper 17. And this is an issue for potential resolution through the annual improvement project recommended by the interpretation committee. It's about IS 34 interim financial reporting. The submitter's question was about the definition of the term interim financial report. And the submitter thinks that can mean interim financial statements, or it can be interpreted more broadly, such as including a management report or other elements. More specifically, the submitter's question is what, quote, elsewhere in the interim financial report, unquote, in paragraph 16A of IS 34 means. The submitter thinks that there is diversity on interpreting the phrase. So some entities disclose an item in the notes, and others disclose an item in the management commentary. The interpretation committee noted that this issue will not be clarified until the conceptual framework is completed, because when we see the IFRS practice statement management commentary, overlap will exist between the type of information that is disclosed in the notes to the financial statements, the type of information that is disclosed in management commentary. However, we can provide an interim solution referring to the requirement in IFRS 7. IFRS 7 requires a cross-reference when some disclosures are placed in areas other than notes, such as a management commentary. So we think that it would be helpful to require the inclusion of a cross-reference in IS 34 in the same way as in IFRS 7. And we think that it can be amended through an annual improvement project. So does the ISP agree with the Interpretation Committee's recommendation?
Philippe? I agree that what you propose is a marginal improvement, a marginal clarification. But going back to the standard S44 itself, and looking at the fact that we would just make it clearer and confirm that you can disclose certain very important information outside of the financial statements, such as a change in accounting principles, accounting methods, outside of the financials, even with cross-reference, I'm not sure that it is the best a way to do it and that we should confirm it. I would rather reconsider in paragraph 16A whether all this long list of matters really should not be better placed in the notes than outside. Remember that in many cases, what is outside is not subject to any form of audit assurance. In many cases, what is in the interim financial statement is subject to a review audit and will be confirmed by the auditors. I'm not sure that the cross-reference will really involve any form of audit assurance. And so to have a change in accounting principles be described outside of the financial statements interim, I don't like it. And I don't like us giving a confirmation of that today.
I wouldn't mind confirming that with auditors around, because in my experience, if there's a cross-reference in your audited part, mm-hmm. whatever you've referenced to forms part of that audited section. So I'm not sure that's right. I think it's
probably true in certain jurisdictions. I'm not sure whether we can really rely totally on that for this purpose. I'm not sure there is any audit standard that makes it absolutely clear. Maybe I want to staff to tell me whether we are quite comfortable that we will get this audit assurance. But I think the problem is not really that one. The problem is whether a change in accounting principle should not be, in principle, mentioned in the notes. Why is it better outside? Why is it possible, and why should we encourage, in a way, by this clarification, to give such important information outside of the notes?
Well, that is an interpretation of reading that is currently applied, that some of this information could be presented outside. And obviously the reason why the question has come to us is because there is uncertainty about that. They're looking for clarity. Hence we're proposing that we should make an improvement to the standards.
The clarity I would give would be to bring it back where it should be.
Patricia?
Michael may be able to confirm this for me, but I thought the discussion at the interpretation committee about whether or not this would be audited was covered by the phrase on the same terms as the financial statement. So that meant the interim financial statements were audited or reviewed, then so would the other information. But generally, the interim financial statements in some jurisdictions are not audited. So it
then I don't mind. Yeah. I mind if there is a difference. So can we make it clear in the basis for conclusions, in the clarification of the basis for conclusion, what is the meaning on the same terms? Can we, if we can clarify that in the basis, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Clarify it right here.
I'm somewhat nervous about that, because for us to impose or impute any sort of review or audit requirements via our standards is not something that we typically do. Well, we don't do that.
It's not what we. It's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that what Patricia just said, that our understanding of our standard, which is on the same terms of conditions, it is our standard. It's not someone else. We need to be clear what we mean. Do we mean that if the interims are audited, then this other information has to be audited the same way? It is our conditions. We determine our conditions. Otherwise, if we are not the masters of the condition, then we have to think it differently. I'm saying that.
As I understand it, when this was IS-34 was put together, talking with some others about this, that this was in the days when there wasn't typically even review done of interim financial statements. So therefore, to some extent, it didn't matter where things were placed. But going back to the comments that were made by Daryl, certainly in my own experience, that whenever there's been a cross-reference from either a review set of financial statements or an audited set of financial statements to information outside, that information outside has been subject to the same level of assurance as the main financial statements. But as I say, you know, I don't think that it's our place to start requiring certain levels of assurance on the financial statements. That's, you know, something that regulators and lawmakers impose.
I repeat again, and last time, the point is to clarify by what do we mean on the same terms of conditions. Do we mean that or not? We don't mean to make it mandatory to review, but if we mean that the same terms mean when reviewed, it has to be reviewed, then it's clear.
I think Philippe's concern could be responded to with a comment in the basis for conclusion that said that the reasoning behind permitting presentation of information elsewhere, you know, and incorporating by cross-reference is because we understand that if something is cross-referenced, then it would be considered to be part of the financial statements and subject to any requirements that apply to financial statements, even if it's included in them by cross-reference. For example, if the financials are required to be reviewed or audited, then it would be subject to that. But just explaining that that's what we mean, rather than
that it forms part.